know that this kind of device was promoted by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in its online magazine, Inspire. But that proposal has been picked up by a neo-Nazi group, so it's pretty hard to know.
Nowadays, with phones that can capture just about every moment of our lives with video, the FBI and the police are asking people who may have had their iPhones, their video phones working, to turn in that video. Do you think much would come of those images?
Yes. I think this is an extraordinary resource. It's amazing. So many cameras. And it's not the government spying on us. It's us spying on us, really. Not with the aim of spying, but with the aim of celebrating. And, I think this is great.
The shrapnel and the other parts of this bomb that will be taken to the laboratories and studied quite closely, what does that tell the authorities, other than the type of explosive it was?
I think it's just one more possible clue. You can imagine that if you found some BBs or shrapnel in an apartment somewhere, somebody comes to the FBI and says, gosh, my roommate had BBs or had a pressure cooker, or somebody remembers somebody buying a lot more BBs than would be expected. It's just one more clue.
Tell us a little bit more about this article that was published in the magazine, How to Make a Bomb in the Kitchen of Your Mom.
Yes, Inspire magazine comes out of Yemen, Al-Qaeda, we think anyway, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and the key figures were Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan, both of them American citizens, both killed in a drone strike in 2011. But the magazine is still published, and the goal of the magazine is to inspire Western individuals to attack at home, even if they're trying to promote Al-Qaeda's world view, even if they're trying to assist Al-Qaeda in its so-called jihad. They should stay at home, the magazine says. Don't go to countries where they might get professional training in how to be a terrorist, but train themselves. And so instructions are offered in how to set a forest fire, how to hurt people at home without professional training.
How much cooperation right now do you think the FBI is getting from other nations, the intelligence bureaus of other nations, friendly and perhaps not so friendly to the U.S.?
You know, I can only speculate, but I would guess a tremendous amount of cooperation. I think that since 9/11, there's been a lot better cooperation interagency within the U.S. government and among governments. I think there's really a sense that we're all in this together and we really need to help each other.